Transcribed from Hollywood.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient, you like it all so much.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
Woodbury, the soap with the beauty cream ingredient, presents the Luella Parsons Show.
What four Hollywood weddings will make headlines tomorrow?
What top comedian almost landed in jail for pulling a practical joke?
Tonight, you'll get the answers from Luella Parsons, motion picture editor of International News Service and the Hearst Papers.
Luella will also have as her guest Jane Wyman. But first, the Hollywood headlines. Luella Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood. Well, here I am with the news, and glad to be back with you after a very pleasant vacation. My first exclusive, Renata Lupina is free after her Nevada divorce. She'll marry Howard Duff. This is the reason for Ida's hurried trip to Lake Tahoe to get her freedom from Carter Young. My second exclusive, Nikki Hilton and Betsy von Furstenberg will soon tell the world they're engaged to marry. Betsy has gone east, and she'll stop in Houston on her way back to see Nikki, who is there. Apparently, he's no longer carrying the torch for Elizabeth Taylor. Maria Montez's funeral is set for Tuesday in Paris. So far, they've been unable to locate her brother, Jamie Garcia. Mrs. Kenneth Carter, another sister, asked me to urge Garcia, formerly of Fort Lewis, Washington, to get in touch immediately with his army post, Red Cross Chapter. In 2 weeks, Ava Gardner will marry Frank Sinatra. And their friends hope their marriage will not be as hectic as their romance. After the favorable postcards received at the preview of Frankie's movie, Meet Danny Wilson, he's decided to make another picture. He'll star in Assignment Korea. Yesterday, Gloria Swanson cabled her blessing to her youngest daughter, Michelle Farmer, who is engaged to marry Robert Hammond, assistant director on the picture Michelle is making in France. Hammond is 39 years old and Michelle is 19. The erroneous article recently published in Life magazine calling motion pictures a dying industry suffering from a disease known as television has Hollywood up in arms. I'm here to tell you that Life magazine's figures are haywire. The box office receipts are higher this year than last year. For instance, in the first 10 weeks, David and Bathsheba grossed over $1 million. 20th Century Pictures took in $4 million over the Labor Day holiday. The Great Caruso is expected to make $12 million for MGM, and Showboat won't be far behind. Never has Hollywood had such distinguished product as this fall. Is Life magazine, with its falling circulation, going to be permitted to continue to write false articles about Hollywood? No other industry would allow such unfounded attacks without retaliation. The only will located since Robert Walker's death is dated 1944, almost 8 years ago. At that time, Bob was married to Jennifer Jones, and he left his entire estate to her. However, recently, a codicil was added, leaving everything in trust to Robert's two young sons. I'm really curious as to what goes with Patrice Wymore and Errol Flynn. The unpredictable Errol is in Jamaica, and Pat is here. She has accepted a nightclub engagement in Las Vegas, and it could be, I say it could be, that she will establish residence at the same time. Lana Turner, who held on to her marriage as long as was humanly possible, will get a divorce. Lana, who took a lot, has behaved with great dignity and never discussed her troubles. Yesterday, Topping returned from his fishing trip, but he is not living at home. Just wonderful news for my friends Marianita Luce and Richard Sale. These two talented young people, Mary is a writer and Dick is a director, expect a stork in April. They lost a baby about a year ago. It's a spring wedding for Leslie Charteris, author of the Saint Mystery Stories, and Audrey Long, former RKO actress. Spring is when she gets her final divorce decree from Eddie Rubin. Charteris is already free. Marion Bell, star of Brigadoon, has sued her bridegroom of 6 months, Tom Charlesworth, an actor, for a divorce. This separation is especially sad because Marion is expecting a baby. Is Howard Hughes trying to out-Barnum P.T. Barnum? Get this. Tonight, he's putting up the world's largest canvas for an oil painting of Robert Mitchum and Jane Russell in His Kind of Woman. The canvas is 3 stories high. The frame weighs 30 tons. A group of famous artists will paint the picture, which will be unveiled Friday night. As for the cost, oh, well, what's a few million to Howard? With the Japanese peace treaty just signed, it's very interesting to know that Japanese preference in motion pictures leans to Hollywood. Although Japanese producers claim they face bankruptcy, long lines crowd in front of movie houses where American films are shown. Ingrid Bergman and Bob Hope are the favorites. That off-again-on-again romance of Buddy Pepper and singer Mary McCarty is very much on again. And this time is Wedding Bells. Buddy, who was with Judy Garland at the London Palladium, has definitely split with her and will not be with her when she opens at the Palace. Buddy couldn't get along with Sid Love, who is now Judy's manager. Come fall, Marvin, women will be reveling in the lovely new full-skirted fashions. That means they'll want to look extra lovely themselves. So please explain how Woodbury soap with its fabulous beauty cream ingredients can help.
That's easy, Luella. Because you see, Woodbury facial soap is a great deal more than just a cleanser. The Woodbury beauty cream ingredient is the same rich oil used in costly face creams, and it's intended to help replace natural oils you wash away. Discover for yourself how much this means. Try a Woodbury facial. You'll love the touch of a mild, creamy Woodbury lather on your skin. And you love even more the radiant, youthful look and exquisite smoothness Woodbury soap gives your complexion. Now, here is the talk of the town.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, lick 'em on my hair.
What better way to introduce my guest, Jane Wyman, than to the tuneful accompaniment of her current hit?
Now, wait a minute, Luella. Certainly you're going to mention that gentleman who was supporting me on that record in a style to which I'm not accustomed.
Jane, do you still have your old Crosby crush?
Luella, so help me, on the first day of Here Comes the Groom, when I realized I was actually making a picture with Bing, I had stage fright so badly that I couldn't open my mouth.
Oh, come now, I don't believe a word of that, Jane. The only time you couldn't open your mouth was in Johnny Belinda, and the effect was so shattering they gave you an Oscar for it. But this season you're not only talking, but you're singing. So why don't you go on with Cool, Cool of the Evening right here?
Oh, but Luella, not without Bing. I couldn't possibly. I'll never forget the day we recorded that number. It was Christmas Eve day, and we recorded from 9 in the morning until 6 at night, over and over and over again. When I got home, I received a sample of the typical Crosby sense of humor. He sent me a wire which read, "Dear Emmadel," that's my name in the picture, "do you happen to know a song called In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, Merry Christmas, Bing?"
That's just like Bing. But let's try to hold this interview down to the subject of Wyman. You know, you showed a terrific change of pace in your 2 recent pictures. From the gay comedy mood of Here Comes the Groom to the pathos of Blue Veil. You just about tore my heart out in the Blue Veil.
Oh, that's a lovely part, Luella.
I love that scene, Jane, when you were an old lady. I mean the scene between you and the district attorney when they are going to take the little boy away and give him back to the mother who deserted him. I cried my eyes out. You know the scene I mean, don't you? Oh, I wish we could have a little bit of it.
Gladly, Luella. I'll let you hear the direct recording from the picture with Everett Sloan playing the district attorney.
To begin with, Tony is not your son, but Mrs. Hall's.
She has no right to claim him.
Oh, Mrs. Mason, how can you say that?
Because she hasn't been a mother to him. Giving birth to a child doesn't make a mother. What about the thousand and million things that she doesn't know, that she'll never know about him? What does she know about the things that frighten him? Or how to comfort him when he wakes up in the night crying? All the little things about him. What if I had neglected him? And suppose there hadn't been a savings to see him through? Suppose that I hadn't worried about his measles and his whooping cough and pneumonia and... What does she know about getting on her knees and praying to God to take her life instead of his? Now, what if there had been no love all this time? No love. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I think I do.
Jane, that sound you just heard was an Academy nomination fluttering your way next spring.
Well, Luella, my producers, Jerry Wald and Norman Krasner, thank you. And I want you to know that coming from you, that's the nicest compliment we could receive.
Well, I meant it, Jane.
At this moment, I think I could sum up how all of us feel about you in four bars. Luella, I'm sure that you'll never forget the service that you originated, taking stars up to entertain our wounded boys returning from Korea up to Travis Air Base.
You mean Operation Starlift.
That's right. And as you know, Warner Brothers has made a picture called Starlift, and I have a very small part in it. This is from me to you.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my hats are unsightly. All of my shoes are a crime. If dear in you I picked rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I've heard that all's fair in love and war, so must I be so polite? I may have been wrong many times before, but I'm more so right tonight. Jane, I'm overcome, both at the tribute and at your voice minus Crosby. But do you realize we still haven't said one personal word about you?
I know. Isn't that great? Good night, darling.
Good night, Jane. I'll get you yet, Missy.
A woman needn't be a beauty to be extremely attractive if she's careful to protect her fresh, natural look. That's why Woodbury is the ideal basic beauty care. Because Woodbury facial soap, in addition to cleansing the skin deeply and thoroughly, gives you a precious beauty cream ingredient, which is intended to help replace natural oils you wash away. Just try a Woodbury facial and see what wonderful things Woodbury will do for your complexion.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient. You like it all so much.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
Now, here is last-minute news.
Word has been received that Mrs. Reuben Mamoulian is in Johns Hopkins Hospital. A cyst was removed from her eye. Charlie Barnett, orchestra leader, will marry Michael Bigelow February 1st. Yep, that's the lady's name. She was formerly a nurse. Carmel Myers, former star of The Silent Screen, now successful in television, will marry Al Swellenberg, head of Paramount's distributing company. When the postal inspector walked on the Bob Hope set yesterday and flashed a badge, Bob was very surprised. Seemed someone on his picture had been sending cartoon matches in the mail. It's again the law. This time the joke was on Bob.
It would be difficult to count the number of times a day you put your hands in water. But what you can count on is Jergens lotion to keep them soft and smooth in spite of all this wetting. Just use Jergens faithfully through the day as well as at bedtime, and they'll stay petal smooth, lovely to see and touch. Jergens is easy to use and not expensive either. Jergens lotion only costs 10 cents to a dollar plus tax.
This is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight, but I'll see you next Sunday when my guest will be Gregory Peck, star of the smash hit David and Bathsheba.
And this is Marvin Miller saying good night for Woodbury, the soap with the beauty cream ingredient for the skin you love to touch.
This transcribed program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.